Last morning. So did you enjoy the zip zap zap, of course, no need to say. That's always a success. And I remember it's a long time we didn't do it, no? I remember doing it a very long time ago. Okay. So invocation, how was it? Top, first class, 100%. Yeah? No? Amazing, surreal, wonderful, splendid, powerful, okay, peaceful, enlightening, uplifting, okay, fantastic. All right, so this morning we will do the conclusion of the retreat. We are going some wrap up. And you will create a plan for your future, for the months to come. And Asi will start the session. She will lead us into the process.
Om Shanti. So it's been quite full. 4 days and a half, it will be today, right? And so this process now will help us to just kind of go through what's been happening all these days, not only externally, but mostly internally. And we'll do it with Baba and just see what emerges for us. What we would like you to do is to have your notebooks with you. So it's really quite needed for the process that you have your notebooks with you, so you can write. So for those who are just coming, please have your notebooks ready for this closing process. So this morning we invoked Baba to come here, right? So what is Baba doing to us now? This morning we invoked Baba here. So what is Baba now doing to us? He's invoking us where? Where we are already here. Satupradhan. Maybe it's the hat, but I don't hear. So this morning we'll accept Baba's invitation to the subtle region. Would you like to go there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So let's just be present here. Can have red light, no music. So at this moment I don't need to write anything, my notebook can just be in my lap or beside me. And I allow my attention to go inside. I'm aware of my surroundings, of everything around me, but I just let myself relax with myself inside. Make sure the body is sitting relaxed, straight, breathing deeply, and I focus my attention on the consciousness itself, the one who is aware of everything. The one who is inside the body, bringing life to the body. all the physical senses are constantly working. I'm seeing, hearing, feeling. But I go beyond what the senses tell me now. Allow the soul to feel beyond the senses. Allow the soul to experience the reality that is beyond the material world. And I hear the subtle call, the subtle pull from the angel Avyakt Baba. Avyakt Bab Dada in the subtle region is invoking me, and very gently I accept his invitation. I allow myself to travel there with the vehicle of the intellect and see Baba waiting there for me with his arms open, a very loving drishti, the same drishti that I met this morning at Amrit Vela. And Baba is showing me a screen and inviting me to sit next to him and watch this screen as a detached observer. And he's showing me the movie of myself during the past few days. And I'm sitting next to Baba, observing this screen. This angelic movie. And I see from the beginning of the retreat, when we first came in this room, this magical movie is showing not only the physical things, but it's actually showing me my thoughts and feelings. And I'm watching this movie of myself with Baba from the day the retreat started. We gathered here in the room, and then went to the park, to a festival with all the stations. I'm observing, and if anything pulls my attention in my thoughts or my feelings, I can note it down. So you can use your notebook if you like, if anything specific comes up. Otherwise, just continue to observe this movie with Baba. And then after the park, we went for lunch and sports. And then back to a session exploring what is Satupradhan. And then we close the day with a sweet family time. And the next day, the children of God, Raja Bacha, we were going to the beginning days of the Yajna and chanting the Om. Keep seeing what thoughts and feelings, what journey you have been through these days. then I'm seeing myself meeting my perfect form, my form with full rights. I had a conversation. Note down what was the highlight of that conversation and meeting. And that afternoon, going to Baba's Rock, I can see with Baba the beautiful sunset and feel the joy in the atmosphere. Going through the four pilgrimages in Pandavabhavan. And the good night meditation in Baba's room. The next day was the gift of the divine intellect. We heard about the sacred lifestyle, and in the afternoon was the chocolate box, the panel with very inspiring points. What stood out for me? How did I feel? What thoughts were I having? And in the evening, we had a musical evening. We tuned into the sounds and the silence. What was I feeling? What was my experience during that time? I can note down highlights. Next day was the gift of the divine eye. Yesterday, we heard about the eye of experience and explored the connection between the inner environment and the external environment of the world. And in the afternoon, we had an inspiring class about honesty, and we received many answers. And we received, after that, a gift from Baba's home. How did that feel? What was I thinking when I was choosing my gift and receiving my gift from Baba? And then I was writing Baba a letter from deep within my heart. And I'm sitting now with Baba watching this movie. And then I woke up this morning with special enthusiasm to meet my Baba. Baba was waiting to meet me here at Amrit Vela. What was that experience like? then I arrived here this morning and I can see the scene of standing in a circle and playing and laughing. How did I feel? What were my thoughts? And then Baba looks in my eyes. I sit next to Baba and look at him. And he's signaling again towards the screen. And a new picture is shown on the screen. This is the picture of my year, the year that is beginning in 2 days. Baba is showing me the vision of the future. What am I seeing? What am I feeling from Baba? In this silence, with this feeling, I take my notebook now.
So we keep the same mindset, same atmosphere of introspection. If you need more sheet of papers, you don't have enough, there are here in front of the Baba's picture. So you take your notebook and your pen. Now, after seeing this movie on the screen of your mind, can you please describe in a few sentences, just 2-3 lines, what is the vision of my stage in 2020? My spiritual stage, how can I describe it in 2-3 lines? Maybe I want an elevated vision on myself, see myself as a soul and having soul conscious attitude and words that I express in soul consciousness. The way I walk is in soul consciousness. From this description of my elevated stage next year, what qualities do I see? Virtues. Can make a list, a short list. Which qualities best describe this stage that I have? Maybe it is a constancy. Maybe it is a cooperation. Or a very humble vision and attitude. Or I am open to change. Then from these qualities, how do they translate into my words, my thoughts, my actions? maybe I'm becoming courageous. I'm honest in my way of talking, and until now I was more closed. How do they translate into my practical actions in terms of words, in terms of thoughts and actions? What color do they take? Maybe I act with more purposefully. Or my thoughts are less. I have a peaceful mind. See yourself in action. What am I doing? What newness does it bring in my practical life compared to before? What is new? What is different? Maybe I have more power and I wake up earlier and I can have a full Amrit Vela. Maybe I'm more focused. I do my duties without wasting time. Therefore, I have more time. Or I see myself in interactions with my family, a BK family or Lokik family, or colleagues at work or students, friends. And I see myself with being with more respect, more patience. I'm listening more. What is happening? What is new? Write down now the two practical actions you are going to implement in your life to support this lotus life, this pure life. Just two simple actions. Instead of waking up at 15 minutes, I wake up at 30 minutes or 20 minutes before Amrit Vela. I have tea so that I'm fully awakened and fresh. Or maybe I make the decision to listen to the other person until this one has finished talking, and then only I speak. Two actions I'm going to implement next year.
Now, in a second, I am back again next to Baba in the subtle region. In the region of the purest light. And this plan I just wrote is in my hands, but it has become angelic, so beautiful. And not only the words are written on it, but it's full with the intentions and the bhavna from my heart. Everything is on that special plan. And I hand it over to Baba. I put it in front of him, taking drishti from him. And he is accepting this plan. And in this drishti, there's a heart-to-heart conversation without words. Baba is filling my plan with power. He is putting his stamp on my plan. And this stamp is in the form of three words for my thoughts, words, and actions. Which stamp is Baba giving? Which stamp is Baba giving for my thoughts in the form of a word, which is like a special blessing? I note down this word which Baba gives for my thoughts. And I not only note it down, but I listen to it from my heart and let Baba's vision color me fully. And the next stamp, the next word Baba gives for my words, the way I am speaking, which word is Baba giving, which blessing is Baba giving for my words? I note it down and accept it in my heart. And lastly, which blessing is Baba giving me for my actions? Whatever actions I have put in my plan, Baba is filling that with power and giving me the stamp of one word. I note down this word. I take very deep loving drishti from Baba. Accept his vision for me, his powerful vision for his self-sovereign child. And with this experience in my heart, I become present again in this corporeal world, in this reality of the drama. Staying aware of myself, the conscious being, the angel.
It again. This exercise, now you should all have two actions to implement and three words, three blessings from Baba. So with these five items, we are all going to create a nice creation of in form of a lotus. So everyone is going to get lotus leaves and assemble a lotus in different colors. So we have prepared just for you those leaves, and Asi is going to show you. So there is some tape you can use and tape them together. You can use 5 or 6, maybe 7 if you want. But the purpose is that for on each leaf is written something. And then I think you can tape it on a piece of, on the square piece of paper, hard paper. Right, yeah. So this is what you will take with you. What I suggest as well, just now or a bit later, is with these two practical actions, I would like you to not have the action only, but also the time and the place linked to it, so that it becomes part of your daily routine. If it's just an action there and you don't know when and where to do that, then it's a little bit loose, so I would advise that you add also the time and the place. Alright.
So we'll let you now choose the leaves. You can take 5 and you can choose whichever colors you like, and also for the back. And for sticking it, there are just a few here with this, which is like a sticky. It's a double-sided tape that makes it into a sticker, but most of them don't have glue. So you have either this a double-sided tape or just a stick. So you can choose how to do this. So the idea of what you're creating now is that this will be the reminder throughout the year. This is something you can keep in front of you that will sustain your Satopadan lifestyle. They're living like a lotus. So you're free to write on it in whatever way you like. Try to include just the actions you chose and the 3 words Baba gave you, in a way that this will be a reminder. No need to write too much on it.
When you write on your leaves about the 2 actions, they don't need to be just a single word. It can be a short sentence as well for your 2 actions. Okay. So, now, I want you to put your pen down. Alright, so what we are going to do is, you have different colors of paper. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 colors. So for example, all those who have a blue background like mine, stand up. Alright, so someone you have really not talked to at all or so little until now, go in threes. Someone you have not talked to, you don't know. Make groups of threes or twos if that's not working. 4? Okay, or 4, yeah. 3 or 4. Blue color, 3 or 4. You sit somewhere, find a place. You sit somewhere, okay? Okay. Okay, next color. Please sit down, the blue ones. Okay, next color, green. Stand up, green, background. Okay, not so many. Okay, in threes as well. Okay. the rose color, pink, yeah, right, yeah, pink rose. Okay, you're here, here one brother, so you go in threes, back at also at the same time also. Sapna, Poonam, Suzanne, in threes. And then the light color, light cream color. Light cream color, okay, three, okay, you can go, okay. Yeah, make two groups. Yeah. And the last one, green? No, green is done. Yellow. Yellows. Alright, go together, yellows. What is this color? Oh, it's new. You can go with the rose color, pink color. Everyone has a group? Who is left? Yeah. No, it's okay. Okay. Try to finish writing and join your group color. Okay, until 10 minutes. Until 40. So share everything.
Can we just for a minute have silence? Oh, wonderful. Amazing. Okay, so you have until 11:40. You have about 10-15 minutes just to share about about your creation and your plan. Om Shanti. Okay, how many of the groups have finished sharing about their lotus? So it looks like most of you have finished. So one more minute for those who need to finish, okay? 1 minute. We'd like your help now with creating a big circle. And just remember to lift the chairs so that we're not tearing the fabric. Okay, so just one big circle.
Okay, Om Shanti. I'm going to pass around these sheets of paper. This is for the feedback. We are recycling papers. So that's okay, if you just pass. Each one has one piece, one sheet. Have your pen with you. All right, so may I have your attention? Okay, so just turn the page to on the white blank side. So there are questions written here on the board. I'm going to read them for you. And if you can, please write the questions and answer also your answer.
What is the number?
Okay, just the. We have different papers. Yeah, it is recycled. Okay. It's recycled paper. Use the blank side. Okay, so we have 4 questions. Just write the answer. First question, what part of the program particularly helped you? Yeah. So just write the answer. What part of the program particularly helped you? So of the retreat. Which part was really helpful? Like none other. Everyone has a piece of paper?
It would be nice to have a bit more silence while we're doing this.
Brothers?
Enthusiastic brothers.
So what part of the program particularly helped you? That's the first question. Second question, what would have made the program or the retreat better? Any suggestions? Something you would like having improved? Yeah, try to write, I don't know, yeah, capital letters maybe, or not speed writing or something like that. So, what would have made the retreat even better? Second question. Third question. Is there something that you will change or do differently in your life as a result of this retreat? So has anything changed for you, and you know you are going to do it differently now? And what it is? And the fourth question, in one sentence, how would you describe your retreat experience to your friends? How would you describe your retreat experience to your friends? To the outside. One sentence. So not necessarily to be case, but... Do you want me to repeat any questions? Second? What would have made the program even better? What would have made the program even better? Second question. Shall I repeat again more questions? Or is all clear? Last question. So number four, in one sentence, how would you describe your retreat experience to your friends? How would you describe your retreat experience to your friends? Question number three. So that was number four. Now number three. Is there something that you will change or do differently as in your life as a result of this retreat? And what it is. It's not a yes and no, it's what it is. This is anonymous, but if you want, you can put your name as well. It's not obligatory, of course.
Who needs more time? Okay, so I hope everyone is finished. Suzanne, maybe you'd like to collect? So, just a few announcements. First is the badges. So some of you maybe have already collected your badges for Bab Dada's meeting, but for sitting in the area that is especially for youth, you will also need your badge of the retreat. But I just need your attention here. So, but we are going to collect the holders of the badges. So if you can just keep the paper and attach it to the safety pin that is holding Bap Dada's badge. And we would like to collect now the holders of the badges, you know? Because these are borrowed and we need to return them. So, yeah, just make sure you keep the paper and attach it to your badge to Baba's meeting. And Shivani will collect the second announcement is that in the creativity corner there are the wonderful crowns you created. So if you like, you can collect your crown, because otherwise we just don't have what to do with it. So we don't want it to end up in the bin. So you can take it as a nice reminder. It's waiting for you in the creativity corner. Yeah, those who painted lotus flowers in the opening, anything of your creation that is sitting in the creativity corner, you can take. Another thing is just a reminder for the children's cultural evening that we've been invited to. You really don't have to, but if you like, you're invited to come and enjoy. Okay, so can we have your attention again? Om Shanti. How many of you remember the first day, the chart that Bea showed us? Yeah? So we have a special gift now. We received it printed with all the instructions. So each one is going to receive a paper. Yeah. I'm not sure if we have enough for the 13 to 15 as well. I don't know. Let's see. We have 40. So, yeah, it's two-sided. One is the line and the other is the legend of the symbols.
Just because there was some confusion, and this is very important, can we have your attention for a minute? That's okay. Om Shanti. This is important. This is about your access to meeting God. Okay. Cannot be more dramatic. Okay, so you returned your badge holders, but the pieces of paper with your name on it, those are what's going to give you access to sit with the youth. And the youth have a special seating for Bap Dada's meeting up front. Okay, so if you lose this piece of paper, it means you'll be sitting at the back or sitting with the other double foreigners. So this piece of paper with your name on it and with the youth retreat logo, you need to attach to your double foreigners badge that you'll get today or tomorrow. Okay, so you attach it to the safety pin with that, and that will give you access to sit with the youth. Your room before lunch or at dinner, give it to one of us so we can collect them.
It should go on. So you've had a lovely few days. Did you make good inner effort and lovely spiritual friendships? You felt that? Yeah? You feel refreshed? And what is the one thing that really refreshed you? What was the one area in your journey? Remember when we started, I was sharing that one is the retreat, and it's important, but also to have your personal thread through the whole retreat. So, what part of it refreshed you? Amrit Vela. I think they made an amazing effort. Where are they? They're not here. Where's the Amrit Vela team? One is here. There's one. You stand up for all of them. I think they did incredibly well, eh? Hey? Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful. You know, to walk into the room with the feeling that Baba's waiting for you, it's wonderful, eh? Right now I'm feeling something. I was just thinking, hang on, relax. I can feel something happening there. So, yes, the Amrit Vela time is incredibly powerful. And if there's one gift I really would like to share with you as a heart's wish is the gift of Amrit Vela. If there's something you take away with you, is no matter what your day holds, just make Amrit Vela, even if it means 20 minutes. Whatever the time is, but make it a priority. Today, before you leave today, I will assure you that if you just stay committed to that Amrit Vela time, not even as a discipline, but as a personal commitment between God and you, it's our form of protection. You know, today we see in the world many things happening. And I find that if you meet God at 4, your intellect will be subtle enough to catch the signals. There's no other time in the day that will give you that gift that Amrit Vela does. So this is not a class, but this is my heart's wish. If there's one thing you carry with you into the next year, 2020, is to say to Baba, every day I will meet you for Amrit Vela, no matter what. And I can guarantee you, you'll feel a difference in your stage. There's no time, other time, like Amrit Vela. And if you stay committed to Baba at Amrit Vela, I can assure you, you'll feel deep, deep progress. If there's anything in my life that I'm most grateful for, and I felt it has kept me alive in my Brahman life, it's Amrit Vela. So the gift I give you at the end of your retreat is may you wake up every morning as early as possible and say hello to God and watch the difference. There's magic. Okay. Think it's possible? Some of you do it, and I know you do it very well. But and you'll see what a big difference that actually makes. So the other aspect that I find valuable before you kind of leave this energy space, which I did for myself this morning before I can talk to you about it, is doing my own inner reflection. And I took all the blessings that Baba gave me in this retreat. You know, the blessings we got at the opening, the blessings that we got at different times during this time. So I had 5 blessings in this last few days, right? And I had this consolidated space between Baba and I. So one of the threads that I found during all my blessings was this word courageous. And so I wrote down all my blessings in my journal so that I don't lose them. So each blessing I wrote from Baba, as child you are. and I wrote them, and then I responded to them. Today I sat and I responded to them. So there were the 5 blessings that I had, and like yesterday Didi gave, and this morning at our Amrit Vela time, and I took this time to respond. So the one blessing, for example, Baba said that you have received the right of a Master Almighty authority directly from God. And I mean, it's a powerful blessing. So as I wrote it down in my book, I just said to Baba, I hear you. I just have to keep it so alive so that I use this power. So each one of us, whatever blessings we've received in the last few days, they are important. They are your signals for the year forward. So re-look at those blessings. I hope they're not lost or squashed. But re-look at those 5 blessings that you got from the time that we started the retreat till this morning. I did that for the previous retreat as well. I summarized it so that it, at the end of the retreat, it provides me with a way forward. And when I move forward in that way, I'm starting with an elevated energy. Because Baba's blessings is my blessing to take me forward, but it's also his vision for me. So before you like leave this energy space today and tomorrow, just really use this time to consolidate yourself with the blessings. The third aspect that I find also valuable now that the journey changes is it's a period of transition. You've had 5 days of good company, and you had 5 days of good energy in that way. And you can go very quickly into a doing mode. So yeah, the retreat is finished. And then after the 31st, some of you leave almost immediately. So it becomes a doing process. It becomes a busy process. So during that time, it's important to make a plan now. To make a plan how you're not going to shift so dramatically into that. Because you lose energy quickly. With me? It's like your energy gets lost. You've accumulated in this last 5 days, there's been a wonderful way to accumulate energy. And it can shift so quickly because you're going to a doing mode. And so it's like, you know, when, I'm not saying you're patient, but you know, when somebody's about to be discharged from a hospital, they have to make a plan for the next few days as to how they're going to look after themselves before they get into normal routine. So they have to be more mindful, they have to stay more attentive to what they want to do. And so this is what we have to do for ourselves as well. Because it's easy to shift from one to the other and you'll feel a drop of energy. It's not meant to be, but it happens in a way that is quick. What do you think? It's practical? You're all looking so deeply. Huh? So that's the third aspect. One is Amrit Vela, consolidate your blessings, which is the second one. Thirdly, make a plan. Make a plan of the bridge between this elevated energy space you experience and the next few days. Because it's a quick shift and a flow that's going to go into that space. And then once you're in Madhuban, and you've looked at what you've had to work with, you know, really have an aim. Like this morning when I sat with Baba, and I was clearing my 2019 with Baba. So I really looked at many aspects of my journey that I needed to clear, that I needed to heal from, which were my highlights, my learning lessons. So I went into it in quite depth this morning, because between today and tomorrow, I feel that if we take the energy to release and let go, release and let go, Baba will give the power. I remember the time when Daddy Jenki was more around here. I know for the 3 days before the 31st, whenever she gave class, she would say, finish it, finish it, finish it. So really to ask yourself, like for myself, when I sat quietly early this morning, I really asked myself, Dipti, what's still sitting here? What have I just removed intellectually, or what is still sitting in my heart? Because this is the place in Madhuban that if you tell Baba honestly, Baba helps you clear that energy. So I really took the time this morning very powerfully to be able to do that kind of work. So even though the retreat has now ended, the year hasn't ended. You still got a number of hours before the end. And, you know, powerfully clean. Do the clean out. You've received elevated energy, elevated company, elevated knowledge. You've received such wonderful energy. But now, the only person that can make the difference is you. We can get the most powerful inputs in our life. We can get the most powerful opportunities in our life. But finally, finally, it's up to you. Finally, what you do with all of this, and you sit in front of Baba and say, all of this has come to me. You've given me the opportunity of 5 days of your godly sustenance. You've given me your personal time. Now what next? What am I going to do? And when you personally make that decision, you know, there's a three-step process. It's firstly you have to look at what you've realized. And then you have to make a plan or a decision about your realization. It's not just enough just to have a realization, because that realization can fade. But if you've realized, okay, I learned from this retreat, like I was talking earlier on about the value of Amrit Vela, and I'm not going to make it diluted in my energy. So you've realized the power of Amrit Vela. If you've had that as a realization, then make a plan, make a decision. Ask yourself, do I really need this in my life? Do I want it in my life? It's no use talking too much of yourself and doing nothing. With me. And then make a plan to say, Baba, till January 18th, even if you can't take big steps, take small steps. But you say, Baba, till January 18th, I will make sure that every morning I have powerful Amrit Vela. So whatever the realizations you've had, whether it came to your food, whether it came to your energy, whether it came to your money, you may have had a realization how you use your money. You had a realization how your lifestyle may have differed from the Satipradhan lifestyle you've been exposed to. Whatever you've realized, make a plan. And nobody can make that plan for you. This morning when I sat, I asked myself, what are the realizations that are coming through for you, Dipti? And what are you going to do about them? What's your decision? Because when you make a plan with your realization, there's power. And then you say to yourself, okay, for the next short while, this is what I'm going to give my focus to. And then you are accountable for that with Baba. And even if you take that first step of saying, the next 21 days I'm going to do this, see the power that Baba will give you. And the month of January is a very powerful month. And Baba says, whatever you make a plan for in January, it's filled with those blessings. It's the month of willpower. It's where Baba wills you that power. So as this retreat ends, your personal journey now begins fully. You've got a few hours till tomorrow night. And make it powerful. Now it's time for your own real work that needs to happen. A lot of input has come in. A nice atmosphere has been created. And then tomorrow, as we end the year with Bab Dada, that's it. Stamp it. And then step in with that energy into 2020. Because the reality is that the world out there is going to be delicate. A lot of things are going to change. It's a reality. But the fortune we have of the sustenance from Baba at this time is going to support that journey. But it will only support you if you have personally internalized it. What you've heard till now is come in. But now you have to make a decision. And as you decide on what you want to do, you'll feel the power. Yeah? It's your turn. Something's happening here. I'm getting distracted. But it's your turn. You feel the same?
You sound like the father today. Usually that's what I have to say. Today
something's happening here. Something I like saying to Baba, just let me say what I need to say. So.
This one is your one.
So we'd like to hear from you, so it's open sharing, but it would be nice if each one can put his lotus in front of you. So this is like the lotus pond. So these lotus flowers, by the way, Diptiben, these lotuses are including the plant that they created for themselves and the stamp that Baba had put on it. So this is your time to share anything from the retreat. So, please, we'd like to hear from you.
So, when we did the activity with the lotus thing, my two actions that I want to implement in the next year are doing Amritvela more regularly, because this retreat, I managed to do it every day, and I found that it was something that wasn't a struggle. I was able to wake up easily and I wasn't falling asleep. And I think that made me realize, as you were saying, the importance of Amrit Vilan. And even if it is just for 15 minutes every day, I do want to try and implement that in my life. And then my second thing that I realized my second action was to make wholehearted effort. So I want to really do things because I want to do them. And I think this retreat has really allowed me to... I've learned from a lot of people having conversations with them about the real joy and enthusiasm they have. And I think that's a really important thing if I want to be able to carry on with this kind of life. Yeah.
No, not today. Okay. Every rose has the thorns, but we must work hard to cut off the thorns and become perfect roses to go into the golden age.
Thank you. else? Come, brothers.
All right, Shanti. I am so sorry. first of all, the retreat was beautiful, and one point that stayed with me and will stay with me forever was one sentence that was said in the sessions of Gopi Ben and Dipti Ben. Do whatever that is close to Baba and that is close to truth. This was one thing that just changed my perspectives for everything, because I was battling a lot with my university stuff as well, same as Gopi Ben. I was supposed to go to UBC, Canada, for pursuing my dual degree, but I chose to stay back at home. So people asked me, why did you do that? And I said, because the food there is not good. And they just looked at me like, are you serious? And then I decided that I'll just say, no, I have to stay close to my parents and it's good here. Talking about the retreat now, there were quite a few activities that really helped me personally to look deeper inside and to make those subtle changes that were important. And just a suggestion, I wanted the brothers and sisters' honest conversation, which wasn't possible. But if next retreat that's possible to bring in, please do. Yeah, that's it.
Om Shanti. So during this retreat, I felt a lot of peace and happiness. And I learned a lot that I'll be taking back. Thank you. I learned that I have the ability to change the atmosphere I'm in really easily. So I'm going to be practicing that more. Yeah.
Om Shanti. What I experienced, and the experience started even before coming to the retreat, was millipedes. The experience, it was started even before when I came to the retreat, was like how accurately things were happening in this past year, that was 2019. And in my head, I was feeling that everything was falling apart. Some things were, even if they were working well, wasn't according to me. But then gradually as I progressed into this year and to the very end of the retreat, I could see how it all tied up. And one way was, even if you're not completely immersed into what Baba is saying, but since you have that deep, honest love for him, he takes care of you and he won't leave you. And that realization that he is still sustaining me pushed me to work towards him and follow what he's saying and do the things as he's saying. And that gradually became so clear when I started to notice the differences what were happening. And even in this retreat, the places where I was lacking in back home, maybe it would be emotionally or mentally, like, or in terms of family or spirituality, I could see all those building blocks getting like tied in. And the thing what Dipti Van said right now was the shift, which was my highest concern, because I don't know how could I make such a shift, because you become so elevated over here, and back home, even if you try to sustain it, sometimes it doesn't happen. But that awareness and that clarity which I've got in this past 4 days has been just more than what it's been in these 4 days, but it's just filled the gaps between the whole year. So like a lot of thanks to the sisters, the coordinators, and like the people I met, because the conversations were so empowering. Like, I've got inspired by not only like the lectures, but around like the people around me, and so like it's pushed the emotional thing. The first day when we are talking, it should come from within. So that excitement is like, I'm happy it came alive. Yeah, thank you.
Om Shanti. One of Gopiben's point when she was doing the Sato Rajo Tamo thing was about self-sabotage, and which actually hit me. Not something, so you talk about smoking and drinking, not something as major as that, but you know, the small decisions where you know you're doing something wrong, but you still do it. But yeah, so I know that next time when I have this thought that I'm going to do something wrong, I want Gopi when speaking from behind, self-sabotage. So that's something I'm going to carry from here. Also, I had a vision for 2020, few things I want to focus on. But I was speaking to one sister and she had a very amazing point. One of my vision for 2019 was to, you know, make my day productive every day, but it was more into work and college and all of that. But sister's point was that, you know, you make your Amrit Vela productive. There should be newness. There should be something special every day. So, and also there was a lot of pressure put on Amrit Vela this year. And yeah, hopefully I want to continue this kind of for the entire year. Thank you.
It's very cold, so I'll keep it short. The retreat was awesome, and the cherry on top of the cake was Deepti Ben and Gopi Ben's classes. It was really amazing, and I was actually nagging Sapna Ben, saying that, is there more classes left so I can listen? But she's like, no, we don't have time and stuff. So I hope more classes are there of yours, and I'll make sure that I'll not download your classes from now. And that was one of the feedbacks which I gave. I'm like, Gopi Ben's class, and what will you do? And I'll download Gopi Ben's class. So, thank you.
I had an amazing time here, and the shift I felt was from the experiences you both shared about the practical life, and so the change that came was, I used to think that the other life is different and this life is different, but you told me that it's all one. And there's a question also. I got the point that this is one, but can you please touch up a point on this, a simpler example on how I can more stitch this life into my, you know, losing control, everything to Baba, about an example on that. No, I mean, just one example.
Okay, I'll share it at the end. Om Shanti. Thank you for the design team and all of sister and brothers. All of you really inspire me. So I really love the question number 4. What sentence, how would you describe your retreat experience to your friends or family or everything? So before coming to Madhuban, I really want to join this retreat. So one of the sister brother in my country already joined the retreat, but things that really like takes time to decide to come to Madhuban is my job. And finally, I decided to resign, so finish my job, and then I join the group for this December. And what I got from the retreat is really fortunate I had this decision. So like Baba give me everything. I leave something just like small thing, and then I got really big thing in Baba's home. And what is I love to describe to my friend or family, because they just shocked that I resigned from my job. One sentence that I wrote on the that question is, I joined a retreat that's holy and joyful that really opened my heart and my mind. Thank you for everyone.
Om Shanti. So it was very nice to join this retreat. And this was the first time for me here in December. And I must say that I had some really wonderful experiences during the practice when we had to talk with them, that we were talking complete self. And really wonderful experience. I had the aim of becoming combined with Baba for the retreat, and when there was the question that what is your relationship with Baba, and when I sat on the other side, then I had the experience, a deep experience of being combined with Baba. So it was like answer to the aim, so it was really wonderful. And also the Baba's rock this year was really, really nice experiences there, sitting bodiless, and many wonderful experiences. And the whole platform has been good. Yesterday I missed because I was paying some karmic debts. But that's good, I suppose, also. And so I would like to thank everyone, each one of us who have been here, I'm sure have helped to create a really wonderful atmosphere. And Gopi and Sister Deepti also for giving so many practical advices, and there's like a feeling of safety and comfort when the sisters are here, so that's really wonderful also. So thank you everyone. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I will try sharing. Main bahut khushi hai. क्योंकि आज की सभा बहुत सुंदर है. I'm very happy meet with all of us. I'm very happy be with very good senior teachers. When I first time in come Madhuban 6 years ago, was a special program for first time children. When I first time listening class of Ditya Gopi about Srimad Baba, love for Srimad Baba, and this class stay with my mind about Srimad. If I love Baba, I love Srimad. And now where I know about retreat, youth retreat, when Didi Gopi and Didi Deepti be with us, I'm very happy because I feel many love, many bhavna for Baba, and I not full understand speech, I more feeling.
Just, I start crying. Take a minute.
I feel, I feel it's Baba's gift for me, because I not a desire be here. I didn't know about this retreat. But every time I feel Baba's touch me, and every time you help me and focus all depends in the relationship with Baba. Not desire. I just trust me and Baba. And when you inspire, when you love. Bahut shukriya.
This is my first time in Madhuban and doing the retreat. So I'm going to say it's a really nice place to be in. It's a really calm and peaceful atmosphere. And also, I didn't understand everything in the classes, but I just want to say thank you to Sister Poonam for understanding, like making me understand everything that was said.
We just began again. Right, so another retreat has begun, hasn't it? Yeah, yeah. So to answer your question about one life, it's really about one Baba. You know, when I grew up in Gyan, Baba was not separate to daily life. If you play cricket, you play cricket with Baba. If you go swimming in the sea, you go swimming with Baba. If you eat with Baba. If you walk with Baba. He's your friend. You take him into everything you do. It's a relationship. And it's a relationship that has so many colors because Baba can be whatever you want him to be. And that's the integrating factor. And then once that relationship is clear, you've got a good communication line there going, then it's just about making decisions. Really simple. Based on some very basic principles, which Baba has given us anyway. How to eat, what to do with your money, what to do with your life. And the good thing about the seniors in our life is they're ready to guide us because they can see where we're at. And it's very important at this point in your life, you learn to take some guidance. Because as you learn to follow some directions, what will happen is you'll be liberated from the ego of the I, your own manmat. You know, sometimes we can't see ourselves. Others can see us. And especially, you know, our seniors, they have a broader backdrop of what's needed in the yajna. And so they can see us and our value in the context of the yajna, in the context of Baba's unlimited task. And so, you know, just talking to Baba in the morning, this is how I start my day. I'm here, Baba, use me. I'm available. From my heart. I don't come to Baba with a ready-made agenda in my head. Then I say to Baba, okay, you make my agenda work for me. That's selfish. You know, that's like your own life. It's like, yeah, I've got my own plan now. Now you fit into my plan. He's got a plan for me. And do I have the courage to communicate my feelings and wishes to Baba and then be open for a response? Yeah. And to have the courage to even open up to someone I have faith in. Because, you know, when Baba puts in elders in the family, they're there for a reason. Nobody's perfect. Even Daddy Jenki's not perfect. But they have experience, they have years, and they have an appreciation, and Baba's put them there because they have a benevolence for a bigger picture, otherwise they wouldn't have become Nimit. And sometimes to be humble enough to say, I'm available, this is my bhavna, please, I'm ready for some suggestions. It takes humility and courage to let go a little. Otherwise what you end up doing is controlling your own life, living your own life, your own plan, but feeling very isolated. And you know, I always find that
when I follow, I become free of my own manmat. And something very beautiful, I learn something very beautiful. Of course, I've had my reactions. Daddy would often ask us to do things that I had major reactions to. But as I followed, I learned some secrets in the drama, and I learned something very beautiful about my own capacity. And I realized the limits the ego can keep you in. So always in our Brahmin life, we have to put our faith in someone. And we have to learn to take guidance. It's so important. That's why we're a divine family. You're not a lonely island. And you know, it's really simple. You're solid, your Amrit Vela is solid. You talk to Baba and then get it verified. You see what I mean? Always, when I have to do something in my life, I get it verified by two people I have faith in. I never take a step alone. Because if I take a step alone, I'll think. I'm left with my own thoughts and doubts about it. And that's what creates your own obstacles. But the moment I have it verified, poof, I'm free. I'm just a puppet of the drama, I'm a puppet of Baba. This is what Baba wants, this is what I want, this is what drama wants. Check, move on now. Don't think about it, just do it. So learning to keep yourself carefree. Otherwise you end up taking too much responsibility of your life. You know? And that's when the ego gets fed powerfully. And that's when you feel a division. That life, this life. That life, this life. So I do feel at a practical level there may be life decisions some of you have to make, some of you have to take practically, practical steps. If it doesn't get sorted out between you and Baba, ask. The brothers are most welcome to call up Brother Lois and check him up and use him as a mentor. That's what he's there for. Very, very wise, sensible soul here. You know, so we have resources in the family when you have faith in them and you open up with an honest heart. And an honest heart means, this is how I feel. I don't want to feel, maybe it's a bad feel, I don't want to feel like this. I need some guidance to get out of it quickly. And then you have to be prepared to follow that. Some people don't ask because maybe I'll be asked to do something I don't want to do. So better not ask. So it takes courage to become an instrument. Open heart, honesty, and deep faith. And trust me, when Dipthiben was going on about a decision, for me, it's non-negotiable. You cannot now not wake up for Amrit Vela. I've just made the decision for you. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is not an option anymore. Look what you're stepping out into. Today Baba said it's not a pilgrimage, it's a battlefield. You will die if you don't have Amrit Vela. Frankly, I will say it like this. It is not an option to make a decision about. It is not an option to make a decision about whether you're going to read Murli or listen to Murli. It's not a decision. It is final. You have to do this. For your own mental, emotional, spiritual health. You cannot negotiate on these two things. Cannot. If you start messing around with these two things, you're messing around with your relationship with God. Period. Because Maya will find her way to change your feelings and to swallow you raw. She likes raw food. And little raw food, as I look at the little ones. Yeah, I started Amrit Vela when I was 8. 8. Solid. And you know what? Without fail, that's real time for me in the morning. So much gets downloaded. A feeling, a thought. And then the rest of the day is like just being part of a predestined movie. But the real time is Amrit Vela time. And in Murli time, you start to feel, am I in tune with God? This is the only time in your life that you can create pure karma with God. You can create the biggest and bestest fortune for the whole cycle. The rest of the cycle, you can't do anything. There's no God. So, what is there to have courage about when you have God as your backbone? You know, I had a dream one day. And in that dream, Maya came to me. And she came to me like dressed as this big woman. Like, you know, one of these demon women? And she was standing over me, and I was quite little. And she was standing over me, and she said to me, she put a hand on her hips, and she said to me, "So you think you can conquer me?" And I remember, I looked up at her, and I went, "No. But I know someone who can." And I had so much faith that I know someone who can. No, I'm not even going to bother trying to conquer you. This is what the faith in Baba does. It lets you be honest. Because Baba's going ready to do anything and everything for you. Yeah. So if you want to be accurate instruments, you got to start tuning your intellect in with God. God's frequency powerfully. And letting Him guide your life for you. Because He will. He will. And you know, just put a pause button. I've learned this over many years. That before I do things, let me just ask Baba first. I'm often being invited into situations. I'm often being invited to service projects, meetings. Of course, I have knowledge. I know, I understand things. But before I activate my own intellect, I just let myself go into silence for a few moments. And I just feel, what would Baba want here? Then I apply my intellect on the feeling that gets downloaded. Otherwise, the times when I've just used my own intellect really quickly, it's been very clever, very intelligent, but it's not been what's needed. And I've ended up using too much of my own energy. Right? So it's one of the yuktis I've cultivated over many, many years. No matter what the situation, I listen and I'm listening with Baba. And I feel something from Baba, and then I apply my intellect to it. And then whatever resources I have, it supports clarity and growth. It doesn't create confusion. Otherwise you use your... I mean, how much knowledge have we got anyway? Chickpeas. Are you trying to tell me we're all sitting here as wise, enlightened beings? No. So none of our opinions are worth anything more than a chickpea anyway. You know, the most important thing is Baba's wisdom, Baba's truth, Baba's perspective, and Baba's knowledge. You master Baba's knowledge, you'll be able to sort anything out. You will liberate yourself from emotional roller coaster rides, you'll liberate yourself from reactions, and you will find the strength to bring solutions into your life. It's time to go home. And the question I often ask myself is, how do I want to end my story? And I want to end it well. You know? Whatever open books, unresolved books there are, let me use gyan, let me clean my feelings, let me face it, and let me close it well. So when I leave, I have nothing unresolved in my chit, in my mind. I just have good memories that support me on my onward journey. So it's really valuing your life now. Nothing else. Okay. So we've made the decision for you now. We're going to check up on you throughout the year. Okay. So now nothing is... Sorry? Yes. Would you like to say thank you to the team? Shall we ask them to stand up?
Yes.
Could you stand up? Could the team stand up, please? Oh. Look at that. Yeah, they do. You know something? For many years, next year it'll be 25 years, so book your tickets from now. But for many years it's been this pattern. They have their own retreat, and then they design a retreat for others to come. And this service that they do in Madhuban has brought a lot of strength for them on the field of service. Who made them?
I don't know.
See, they came from Sydney. So the next time you come on this retreat next year, you have to bring Toli and blessings with you from wherever you are. Handmade Toli, okay? Minimum 50 pieces. I'm telling you in advance.
So I also want to thank Poonam and Bhatia. Stand up. Who's Poonam? Oh, there they are. Last month. And they added a beautiful motherly touch. Yeah. Our sound brother. Please stand up. What's your name? Shekhar Bhai. And then there was so much that happened in between, and the supporting team, and there's many souls behind the scenes that also just made it possible. So whether they're here or not here, many blessings to them. Okay, so we're going to the wonderful journey of Toli and blessings, and then please don't go away, because we're going to do 10 minutes of good exercise by folding the sheets, and because this is our work that we have to do. Because in the afternoon you won't be able to come back, I know that. So let's just do the Toli blessings, and if all of us cooperate, we'll do this in 10 minutes, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.